welcome everybody to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, April 29th, and you're listening to the big call. Welcome all over the country, all over the globe, wherever you're tuned in from, wherever you're listening to us. Thank you for tuning in. Glad to have you here tonight. Let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to a teaching that Sue's provided for us, and we'll get to comment on that, and we'll enjoy that so much. It'll be elevating to us, and it'll be really something that'll benefit all of us. Lord God, we just thank you so much for everything that you do, that you provide for us as Jehovah Jireh. You heal us as Jehovah Rapha. You go before us and carry our banner as Jehovah Tsidkenu. Thank you for everything, all of the names, the mighty names of God. Thank you for your provision and for the fact that this blessing is going to be so big that were it not possible, we would almost not be able to contain it. Thank you for the blessing and for what it means for us, but what it really will mean for everyone else that we help with the blessing. Thank you for it all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, fantastic time. It's Tuesday night, as Bob will surely say, and it's a very good time to get refreshed and to hear what you have provided for us in the way of a teaching tonight.
Thank you, Bruce. And I'm being called to say that I dedicate this to the awakening of a much more balanced, much more integrated, thinking, feeling, embodied body of Christ. So what does it mean to feel like Christ, to have God not in your head, but running through your whole body? And this is called, you have the life of Almighty God. David was a teenager taking care of his father's sheep in the shepherd's fields. One day he took a supply of food to his three brothers who were in the army. When he arrived at the camp, he heard Goliath taunting the Israelite soldiers. Something rose up in him. He told King Saul that he wanted to fight Goliath. They all tried to talk him out of it, telling him that he was too small, not qualified, that he had no experience. But David was determined. When Goliath saw how small David was, he began to laugh and said, "Am I a dog that you come at me with a stick?" He was saying, "Is this the best you've got?" David looked at Goliath and said, in effect, "I may be small, but I'm stronger than I look. I'm more powerful than I look. I'm more experienced than I look." David took his slingshot and with one stone brought down Goliath.
That's right.
You may have had some Goliaths telling you what you can't do. You're not strong enough to break that addiction. You can't beat that sickness. You'll never accomplish that dream. You're not big enough. You have to do as David did and tell Goliath, "I may look small, but I'm stronger than you think. You haven't seen the best of me. You haven't seen the courage, the fortitude, or the greatness. You just see a Gideon. What you don't realize is that you're looking at a mighty hero. That problem is not going to defeat you. That trouble is not how your story ends. And that loss is not going to define you. You're going to discover things in you that you didn't know you had. I believe, even now, strength is rising up. Courage is rising up. Dreams are coming back to life. You're about to see God do things you couldn't do, turn situations around that look permanent, and open doors that no person can shut. When I was 10 years old, I played Little League Baseball. I was very small when I was growing up, always the shortest one on the team. One day, when I got up to bat, the coach on the other team came out of the dugout and started waving his arms and shouting to outfielders, "Come in closer, come in closer." It was though he was saying, "This guy up to bat is a loser. Look how small he is. He can't hit." He made such a big scene that everyone in the stands was watching him. Something rose up in me. I thought, "You don't know who you're talking about. You don't know what I'm capable of." The pitcher threw the first pitch, and I swung with all my might. That ball went over everyone's head, and with one bounce, it hit the fence. I felt like Jose Altuve. I was so fast that I rounded the bases for an inside-the-park home run. It's really hard for me not to be thinking of Bob's face right now.
Of course.
The next time I came up to bat, just fun, I'm just in the moment having to share the self-regulation that's having to take place. The same coach came out of the dugout, but this time he was waving his arms the other way and shouting,
"Move back!
Back up! Back up! Back up!" What happened? I was stronger than he thought.
Yeah.
I believe the enemy has misjudged you. He thinks you're a lightweight. You're too small, at a disadvantage, overwhelmed. Life's been tough. Why don't you step up and show what's in you? Why don't you shake off the negative voices? Quit listening to the Goliaths that are taunting you. Quit believing the obstacle is too big and show this world who you really are. There's a mighty hero waiting to come out. There's a giant killer. There's a history maker. There's an overcomer. You may have some dirt on you. You're going through the challenges. But that dirt can't hold you down. You have the life of Almighty God. And that's our teaching for tonight.
That's good, Sue. That was a very good teaching. And we've heard about David and Goliath, but not quite in that context. I love that. I think that was fantastic. And, you know, it's so funny to have that baseball analogy in the middle of that teaching, and
I know
the concept of, you know, no batter. I know Bob's heard that a million times, not to him, but to other players. No batter, come on in. Everybody comes in, and then he gets a ground rule double. And in this case, I guess he ran it all the way home for a home run, which was cool. But you know, you just never know what power can be in a small package like that. And, you know, all it takes is one good connection, bat and ball, to send that sucker over the fence. What I like about this teaching is, yeah, David was a teenager, but he'd practiced with that sling and with stones. He'd practiced that out in the pastures, tending the sheep. But you know what? He was a boy who would become king. And so, yes, he was a giant slayer. But what's interesting is for us to see in this is if we have opposition against us, or even if it's in our own mind, if it's just a thought that comes up or something that we've brought up from the past that says, "You can't do that," or you're not prepared to do that. You know, if we hear those types of thoughts, "Get thee behind me, Satan." I mean, those are not thoughts of God. Those are thoughts of the devil, of the enemy. And, you know, when we have God along with us, which we do, you know, we have the victory already. We know the end from the beginning, and we know that we're going to be able to prevail. And just because things look a little different now doesn't mean that's the way they're going to be in the future. Your future is secure. And so I'm excited that, you know, that we who have God with us by the power of the Holy Spirit in our spirit, we can do things that humanly we thought maybe we wouldn't be able to do. God prepares us. We've talked about Him preparing the way for us, setting things up for us to succeed and not to fail. And I'm very encouraged by that teaching because it just shows, you know, that David was able to slay this 10 or 12 foot giant, Goliath, and just do so many, many cool things. I think sometimes maybe we try to limit ourselves. And we limit ourselves usually based on past experience. But if we clear a lot of that past experience and we go forward with knowledge and with positive expectation or hope, we can go much further than maybe even we all thought that we could. We're going to do some amazing things, you know, with this blessing. President Trump at the end of his rally tonight said that we're entering the golden age. We're about to enter the golden age. And, you know, that means a lot to a lot of different people. I think it's symbolic of the gold-backed currency, but it really, really speaks to the fact that things are going to be different. Things are going to change. A lot of change is going to be made, which will be for the good of mankind and humankind. We just have to grasp it, take hold of it, and move forward through it. And there might be a few Goliaths in our path, but we know that we can slay the giant because we have Jesus with us. And remember, you know, when Jesus is with us, we are a majority. We have the victory already. So that's what I was getting out of it, and I didn't even really get into the baseball, but I'm interested in how Bob reads this and any personal experience relative to that analogy in the teaching, Bob.
Yeah. Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you once again for getting the week started off for us.
Wait a minute.
And, okay. He's gone. He's got it. Go ahead, Bob. Say again.
And, I like the story about the guy feeling like Jose Altuve, the second baseman for Houston. And he has a nickname that he gathered later in his career, which is the Little Drummer Boy. And it turns out a few years ago, the Houston team won the World Series, and they discovered afterwards that during the playoffs and during the World Series, they were stealing the signs from the catcher using a camera or a person, I can't remember which, out in center field, who was relaying the signs to the dugout, and they had some type of a tub in the dugout, and they would hit it with a baseball bat, signaling to the batter by the sound how many beats, what type of pitch was coming, a fastball, a curveball, a slider, a knuckleball, a forkball, a changeup. And they had a distinct advantage because the batter always knew which pitch was coming, and they were never fooled by the pitcher. And they won the World Series. And
now,
a lot of people
Bob, was that legal? Was
they
that
later
a...
found out. Oh, no.
Yeah, that wasn't legal, though, right? No.
Oh, no. It was not legal at all. And when you think about the fact that many athletes who may, including the Tampa Bay Rays, who may have beat Houston during the year to make it to the World Series, lost a lot of money because people, the players get paid extra money as they move forward. And so anyway, Jose Altuve is now known as the little drummer boy, as he was one participating in that cheating scandal.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what I was thinking when Sue was talking about Jose Altuve.
Yeah.
But I was also thinking about a few other things. And I love the whole concept of the teaching of, you know, you have the life of the Almighty God and you are strong enough, right? And I started thinking, how would we know that? Right? It's like, well, maybe if we really felt it, we would be able to act upon it. So I said, well, first, maybe look inside. And I said, no, don't look inside. Feel inside.
Yeah.
And while you're sitting and feeling inside, can you feel the light of God? Can you feel that animating light? And can you feel the power that's in your shoulders, which is one of your strongest muscles? And if you raise your head, can you feel joy? Can you feel the joy God wants for us? And can you put your hand over your heart and maybe move it away a foot and feel the energy of God coming from your heart and being projected into the universe? And then can you raise your hands up above your head and feel God's energy coming down to you and through your hands and animating you? And then maybe you could stand up and start moving, and could you imagine that God is actually dancing you? And turn your head to the left and imagine you can see God. And slowly turn your head over to the right and notice that he's following you. And when you turn your head all the way to the right, he's still there. And now if you turn your shoulders and look behind you, he's still there. And you get the sense that God is omnipresent. And in that feeling, in that acknowledgement of that omnipresence, you then are now feeling that you have the life of the Almighty God, because no matter where you look, no matter what you try to feel, he's there. And then that's when you know for sure that you are strong enough.
That's beautiful, Bob.
Good, Bob. Very beautiful. Well said, Bob. Very well said experience. Makes it so experiential, Sue, for us to hear that, like you said, Bob. Very nice. And we know that, you know, with God, all things are possible, Sue. So, you know, we know that when we have the person of the Holy Spirit with us, that all things are possible. Because now we're being influenced by God through a still small voice that we hear. And then we can move forward with our lives into a future with credible benefits. What did you take from this teaching, Sue, that you gave us tonight? What is resonant to you in the teaching?
Well, a lot happens as I'm listening to the two of you, but it was very profound, actually, as I was reading it. And I'm going to speak to everyone and then get a little more focused. Just like I said at the introduction of it, and what both of you were saying, it's about, you know, to say with God all things are possible. That's different than actually knowing it, feeling it, and being able to call that state into you, feeling it running through your body, like know it, merge with it, understand the energy of it, And as I was reading this, I was thinking, because we were going back into the author's past, I'm going to speak to women right now. But it happens to all of us. I remember, and I'm thinking about the context of Bob and what he was saying, I remember that there was a school play that was very prestigious when I was in sixth grade. And I studied and studied. It was a musical, Wizard of Oz. And I studied and I studied and I studied for the Scarecrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in. I mean, I practiced and I practiced. I mean, I put my whole heart into it. And I tried out. And the principal was the person that was organizing the tryouts, right? It was a very big deal. I didn't think about it being a big deal. And all of a sudden he comes up, he says, all right, Sue, could you please sing the part of Dorothy? I was like, well, I haven't even practiced that. I hadn't practiced. And so here's what I want to do. I don't want this to be about me. I want it to be about a time in your life when you were being called into something on the spot. You were being called and you felt it in your body. I mean, this has happened to me over and over, which is why I'm emphasizing, because it's about how all of us have this shared experience of moving into something greater. And so I said, okay, there must have been 100 people in the room.
You during know, tryouts?
I did, for the tryout, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I sang it, and I don't remember what it was after that. I remember coming home and not getting all that much support for it, and then waiting to find out when we were going to hear about it. And my homeroom teacher was kind of a challenging science teacher. And he went through all the people, the lion, the tin man, the this. And I just, every time he was saying it, I just got more and more heartbroken.
Mm-hmm.
And the final one, of course, you can imagine what I'm telling the story. I got the part.
Yeah.
So here's what I want to do with that. There is a time, there are many times when you said yes when you were scared. When you said yes, I'm going to love more. When you said yes, I'm going to push through this. When you said no matter what, it's going to turn out okay. When you said, all these things were coming up as I was reading it. I think this is just just so many times being asked to play on the men's tennis ladder. And I said yes. There's so many times that all of us have said yes to what God is calling us to show, not freedom from our limitation, but how God can move through us, and that you dared to let God move through you. You dared to say, you can't put me in a little box. I come after people that try to do that.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't put me in a little box.
Nope.
And that's really what this whole RV has been. I don't care how bad it is for you right now, what your family's, and boy, do we have a lot of prayer requests. I don't care.
Yes.
You put yourself in this space way beyond where most people are.
Mm-hmm.
And please honor yourself for that courage, no matter how weird, no matter how disgruntled you may feel, that courage that you're going to get to own, that faith over a long time, just a little faith every single day, little faith, a lot of faith, little faith, whatever it was. It is so huge. It is David huge. Because you weren't going up necessarily against a big giant. You were going up against your friends and your family and the, and looking like a lunatic and whatever it was. We've all been through it because it was so different.
Yeah.
So different. I mean, it's just, it's endless. I live this life. We all do. We all do. We all do. So that's my take on it. And just go, just be the bigger version of yourself and have fun doing it is my closing thoughts.
It's good, Sue. Thank you for that, Sue. And of course, we're all picturing you now in those sparkly red shoes and white bobby socks. As Dorothy. I knew you'd get the role of Dorothy. I knew you'd get that.
Well, you can picture me the very first time I go out on the stage, and I'm there. I had like seven solos, and they all of a sudden they're playing the piano, she plays it once, and I froze. There were like 300 people in the audience. I've never done anything like that before. I completely froze, and she just so everybody can have fun with it, and so she played it once, do 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 do, and then she played it again, and on the third time I came out.
you finally said, okay, time to go, time to sing. Yep.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
All of us have those stories.
Yes.
All of us. I'm just using my
moments.
Own. Yes.
Well, it was a valuable story. Thank you, Sue. Yeah, I think you're right. That's really good. Yeah, excellent. And I know that we have a lot of prayer requests because you just said so. So as we transition over into praise report and prayer request time, let's see who sent something in, Sue, and what we can do if we can pray for people. We can certainly do it.
I'm going to look up Scott first, just to keep it in a little bit of order.
Mm-hmm.
Praise and prayer. Tonight's praise is, I'm praying all these big call listeners who send in praise or prayer requests. God hears us all, just as God heard Rehab's prayer in the desert for Ishmael. He heard her cry. He hears yours too. So don't stop talking to God. My prayer to God tonight is to humbly ask you to let this RV go forward quickly. Your timing is perfect. Be blessed, Big Call Universe. Love you all, Pastor Scott.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Yes, we are believing for this to go quickly, and we have a timetable, so I think we're going to be able to meet that timeline.
Good. Yeah. All right, so I have to... This is for a dear friend, Karen, and she titles it Urgent Prayer Request for Kenny Soto Jr.
Mm.
Kenny had two strokes and a brain bleed that was affecting him. Please join me in a prayer for miracle recovery. I love you all, the Soto family. So let's see our beautiful Karen, and I know you're listening to this, and I know you can feel the love that's coming forth from all of us, Karen. And we're seeing you, and we're seeing Kenny, and we're seeing your entire family, your house, all of Kenny's energy, all of his systems and his body, coming together with Christ's love and miracle healing in a flash reorganization, so that we're seeing this light that just pours into him and is surrounding him with this no distortion, clearing all past distortion that may have help to create the stroke. We're seeing it. All of his systems are reorganizing. All of his body is being healed. And he and the family are in this field of unity and love and healing and resurrection energy that is literally going to stay with you 24/7. So I want you to practice seeing a living field of perfect light that everyone in the family is all they can do is think of perfect light and perfect healing, and they're in that. They're not in worry. They're not in disorder. They're not in dysregulation. They're in coherent, perfect Christ light. And with that, Kenny is getting ready to heal and to get into the medbus if he needs. And you, dear Karen, are deeply loved by all of us in this community. And we say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, so we did. Got a lot. Okay. I'm going to do this from memory because I can't find it right now. This is a prayer for a very incredible being, and that being's name is Faith, Odd People. Faith wrote and said that her husband had a strange heart thing that was happening, and Terry knows about this a little bit. And so he went to the hospital, and just the thought of her husband maybe leaving this plane just basically traumatized her. But he's okay for right now. So we're asking for Faith and her beautiful husband and her beautiful family. We're seeing you surrounded again in the most beautiful, coherent, restructuring, miracle healing light. So use your imagination and imagine that there's a light that can take all the systems in your body and reorganize it into perfect healing in Christ. And that light, just like the med beds are going to do, has just been refined to such a coherent, stable pattern that it's located in your heart and your husband's heart. And you're co-regulating each other so that his heart stays stable. And that's what you realized is the miracle from this event. Your hearts are entwined. Your hearts are going up in octaves of refinement in Christ. And you're surrounded, and your family is surrounded, and you were given a miracle, and now your hearts are singing with this pure, coherent light. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen.
Okay. This is from Connie. Exodus 15:26 says, I am the Lord who heals you. Romans 10:13 says, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be healed. I am 87 and would give anything to wake up rested without a night of burning, tingling on my legs from neuropathy and spontaneous voluntary movements from restless legs syndrome. I would like to be healthy and rested to launch my humanitarian projects when the RV happens. And I'm just going to keep it at that. And Connie, I don't know if you ever get inspired to just look up things like miracle healing of neuropathy, how you search for these things. But here's the thing. You are going to get to this place. We're very, very close. And you are going to be in the med bed. So why don't we start with seeing yourself lying in your bed at night, having been in the med bed, so your body can get and attune to what it would feel like to be naturally just in healthy legs. if you're only looking at what's wrong, it just grooves that into your nervous system. So why don't we have you imagining the entire Big Call community seeing you lying in your bed, your legs, your nervous system are filled with new healing light in Christ. So it's like this beautiful new light, and you're feeling it soothing you, and you're feeling it relaxing you, and you're feeling it letting go of this chronic condition, and you just try to feel that in your body. And as you go to sleep tonight, think about the millions of people that heard this prayer, and they're thinking of Connie, and they're thinking of Christ, and they're thinking of your oneness to prove the miracles of Christ by feeling it in you, not thinking it, feeling it as already your ideal experience. We see you healed. We see you in the med beds. We see you feeling better tomorrow. In Jesus' name. And we say, amen.
Sue, I'd like to say something about this to Connie, if I can.
Okay.
Connie, I've had some peripheral neuropathy in the past and nerve pain, similar to restless leg syndrome, I think. And I found out about something called alpha lipoic acid, ALA, alpha lipoic acid. It's available at anywhere. And that has really helped. That really took care of that nerve pain. And I would recommend it. I think Bob would recommend it. It does occur naturally in your body, ALA. Alpha lipoic, L-I-P-O-I-C, lipoic acid. And you can pick it up at the Walmart pharmacy or anywhere. And it's very inexpensive. And I think you could take at least 2, maybe 4 of those little pills. And it's kind of hard to OD on it. But I think you could take a nice double what normally you take 2. I think in this case you might take 4. And then go with that, and then take 2 and 2 and 2 and 2 the next day. But that's, and I want Bob maybe to chime in his segment about it, Connie, but I think that would be helpful, very helpful to you.
That's until good, you get Bruce. That thank day. You.
You're welcome.
That's beautiful. And now, always, as soon as I see her name, Bob, I want to call her up and talk shop. This is from Stephanie at Boomer Boots.
Yes.
Love her. Yeah. And she said, this is from, let me see, who is this from? Larry and Barbara H. And they're saying, we're asking for prayers for our health, asking for strength and clarity of thought. And so, obviously, you're doing everything in your power by accessing the greatest power for your health through Boomers. So let's celebrate
clarity
what you're
factor.
Doing there. And
yep.
Clarity factor. And so we're going to see you, Barbara and Larry. Yep, Larry and Barbara.
Yep.
There is a thought. There's another component of your healing. And so I want you to imagine that you're listening, what everybody's experiencing at the moment, and any place that you feel pain or not well in your body, I want you to see that as an old thought form. And I want you to just fill your body with light, with the light of Christ. So imagine that you could see your body, you could see your mind, and you could see the way you're seeing it now, and then imagine a flood of light from all the listeners that are praying for you, and add the light of healing in Christ into your body, and make that a practice. every minute if you have to. Instead of thinking with your dull and not feeling well thoughts, bring light to your thoughts and say, we're getting well. We're doing it together. We're getting well. We're doing it together. And that means you and Larry and Christ and the entire community. But anything you can do to move that needle of automatic thinking off your symptom into your desired result in Christ, all of that influences your cells. This is faith and science. So we see you being flooded with these new light-giving thoughts that tomorrow you feel better. And tomorrow morning and afternoon and evening you feel better and better and better. And you practice it every day so you can be strong, so you can be letting go of all that survival energy that tried to pull you down and limit you. But you've got the last laugh because you are the victory in Christ. In Jesus' name, we say, Amen.
Amen.
And let's see. Uh-oh. Okay, good. We have one more. And that is from Monty. And Monty is saying that he's behind on his mortgage. And, oh, we have two more. Forgive me. And he's been in the foreign currency for 15 years. And that he's looking for a financial miracle. And so we're going to pray for Monty and for everyone on this call that is going through this. We're going to amplify, we're going to super amplify on love, on relationships, and on finances, okay? But right now we're going to, just that's in general, that's really wrapping around this entire community. But for now, we're going to focus on you, Monty, and we're going to see that everything that is at the sort of conclusion end right now, I want you to embrace it and put your arms around it and say, this is the best thing that has ever happened to me because I am proving how powerful my thoughts are in not looking at my circumstances, but looking at God and declaring that we are in a financial resolution and solution beyond what we could imagine. In Jesus' name, we say,
Amen.
Amen. Just remember, embrace it. Don't resist it. That just makes it stronger. And last, but hardly least, is for Henry. And we're going to pray for Henry that he's lifted up and freed from everything he's dealing with. We're not going to even mention what those issues are. From everything he's dealing with that has been a weight, a worry, a struggle. And we're going to take each of those and we're going to bless them for the strength that it proved that he had inside, the incredible warrior heart spirit in Christ that he had. And we're going to see it all dissolving, all being made new, all being made whole, so that he's walking in literally a miracle bubble of perfect provision, protection, healing, and the ideal solutions for everything that he's facing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
How many prayer requests are those?
That's about six so far, I think.
Yeah.
And then we have Jeannie, I hope, coming up.
Yep, thank you. Got it. would I be without? Let's see, where's Jeannie? Oh, wait. Right, here we go. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. We pray for patience, positive mood, and mindset while we wait for the RV blessing to come to fruition. We pray for all the leaders and all the listeners on this big call, for everyone's health and financial issues. We're thankful for the med beds and pray they'll be available to us very soon. We also pray for world peace. May the Lord richly bless everyone. Everyone have a safe and blessed week. We pray this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen.
And that is our marathon praise and prayer request.
Yeah, tonight. That was a lot of prayer requests tonight, too. Great job for those. Thank you. Great job in those. And
thank you.
And just for Jeannie's edification and everyone, the latest information I got yesterday about the MedBed rollout is they will be available to us starting Thursday, the 1st of May. So 1st and 2nd, which we're primed for that now, are great for us to be able to get into the MedBeds very quickly after we exchange. Let's just say it that way. All right? So, thank you, Sue. And as we segue over in...
Yeah,
you got something else?
Just give me a second. No, I want to pull up something, hopefully.
Okay, all right. You need me to fill until you pull that up?
Fill just for 40 seconds,
yeah.
I think.
40,
yeah.
I got that, no problem. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, the imagery of Sue trying out for that role.
I know, I thought that was...
As a scarecrow and being totally prepared for that, and yet segueing over to what the principal knew about hearing Sue's voice, knowing she could sing, and saying, well, we'd like you to try the role of Dorothy, the lead role in the entire production. Sue,
I know.
So why don't you take that role and just sing?
It was.
And it doesn't have to be on the first take or the second take. It could be the third take.
That's fun. It's for all of those times when you went, but I mean, you're a little kid, you're a kid, and you go, but wait a minute, I'm not prepared for that. I'm like only trained for this. That was the best part. Yeah.
But yet you could. You could do it, and you did do it. And you,
I did
you brought
do it.
Down the house. You just
I,
had to
I didn't say I brought
position.
Down the house. I didn't say I brought down the
no,
house.
No, you didn't
I think
say,
I,
but I said it.
I think I poured my heart into it, and I did the best job I could, and he saw that I was willing
right.
to do it. So I got rewarded
right.
for it. Let's put it that way. So that's the thing. Some of these things, as we get ready to go into my segment, that's a great fill. You know, it's about learning. If you're lucky... I wouldn't say my family wasn't at all about taking risks, but I was.
I don't know.
And so, I mean, the thing you want to do is when this spirit calls, don't hesitate. When you really know it's your spirit, and you can feel it, it's like I have to do this. It's not something outside of you calling you to do it. It's that spirit-led
insight.
I am supposed to do this. Yes. I'm supposed to do this.
It's a calling.
Just like I'm supposed to give you my segment so we can be on a good
Let's do it.
Timing.
Get back on the clock. Yeah.
Back on the clock, exactly. So, it's good. It's good to make things personal every once in a while, I think.
Right.
So, I'm going to read two testimonials that came in, and then I'm going to talk about the med beds, and then I'm going to make an announcement. So, pod people, ears up, ears up, not wings up,
ears up,
ears up. Here we go.
Ears up, pod. Wheels up, pod.
I really like this. I think this is one of the best testimonials we've gotten. It says, the value of the MedBed 100 package. Sue, I waited till the last minute to get the MedBed 100 package because when $100 was a lot for me to part with being on only Social Security, but it was worth every penny. I didn't realize how narrow my thinking was about the extent of self-analysis, I'd say self-reflection, that I needed to do before entering the med bed. Having a written plan going in will make all the difference in the world because just listening to the first class, I thought of 20 things I probably would not have thought to tell the operator about. Thanks again. So it's, I'm sorry, I'm going to call it, it's a tour de force in getting you organized, in helping you think, about exposing you to the information that somebody wrote to me and said, do you really think the med beds are real? I had to say, you know, we've been talking to the people that are running the program in the United States, so of course, and we know somebody that actually saw the MedBed.
I know where they were manufactured. I know where they were transported.
So
I know where the hub
real.
Was
and,
for the MedBed. We know
That's the thing. That's the real value of the program is it's designed not just to tell you about the objects, but to have you relate to the experience you're going to have and to think about actively designing it and then actively designing your interview process and actively starting to dream about things. He also wrote me back today. I'm just going to say this. And actually, it's not going to happen because it would go. He said, he came up with all these questions about all the things to think about when you change and everybody else doesn't change. He goes, it sounds like another class. And I wrote back to him and I said, it would be a class, but I'm doing another class. So just understand this program is going to make you reflect and get very clear before you go into the MedBed. That's its value. Okay? So that's the MedBed program. Now we're going to do one more piece. This is really, these were very interesting to me. This comes from Anne. And she said, wonderful class, Sue. I enjoyed it so much. She's talking about the MedBed class, that I would now like to order the next class in the bundle if it's still available. Many thanks to you for all you've done and continue to do for creating our brilliant collective future. I would like my humanitarian healing center to look something like the picture that is included in our MedBed 100 program. Blessings and love of love and peace to you and your wonderful team, Anne. So this is a very consolidated teaching, both the MedBed 100 and the Quantum Leader Future Founder. So let me just tell you about how you can get it and how we're handling it. If you get us a request, we do them as they come in. They're done manually for your privacy and et cetera. And we will. All you have to do if you want to have the MedBed 100 and you want to think about it and you want to be clear and you want to feel good about making the right and highest decisions for yourself, And then the quantum 100 is just getting your mind, your heart, your body, your spirit, your emotions, all parts of you aligned so you can step into a quantum future. And it just gets you thinking in a little bit of a gentle nudge about, who am I going to be? What are my core, what's my core identity in this quantum era? And who do I really, who do I want to be when I have all this money and this new medbed body? That requires some identity or self-concept shifts. So that's what the quantum 100 does. And as you heard me say, that grandmother, I hope she's listening. Hi, Brenda. You know, just saying, I want all my kids to have that. I just thought that was so, 7 grandchildren. And I'm just thinking about how she wanted her children to have this. So all you have to do to get that course, these two courses, each of them $100 or both for $200, is send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. And that's integrated minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. And just put your name, your telephone number, and if you have PayPal or not. And the sooner you can do it, the better, because we start from the first ones that come in. And we'll get it out to you. If we send you an invoice, no matter if the numbers come out or not, as long as we've gotten you an invoice, you will get it. So that means the sooner, the better, the more you're going to know about the MedBed or the Quantum Leader. So that's that. And now my announcement. We're going to ask everybody, I told you we were introducing a class called Sovereign in the Room. And it was about breaking the hidden chains that most people aren't even aware are still running them. I'm going to read you a little bit of the intro. What might still be running you? Over decades of work, faith-informed trauma healers, inner healing ministers, and spiritual renewal leaders have identified a set of 6 core patterns that continue to operate quietly beneath the surface of even the most devoted hearts. These patterns are rarely discussed in church or leadership spaces, but they shape how we give, how we serve, how we trust, how we receive, and how we relate. Many of them originate in childhood, in family systems, ancestral pain, or sometimes in distorted ideologies. And now neuroscience is confirming what Christ revealed long ago. What we repeat, we reinforce. What we clear, we reclaim. So what this course is going to be designed to do, and what we're doing, is we're going to move it from Thursday and Friday, the first and the second, and I'm going to be putting out, if you send us an email and you want to join this, I'll put out an email tomorrow morning. We're moving to the 6th, Tuesday the 6th, and Wednesday the 7th next week. We have a little scheduling thing that's going on. So we're moving it to Tuesday and Wednesday, everybody that's hearing this. And if you'd like to join us, it's a picture of a man and a woman overlooking a beautiful scene, and they're kind of standing in light. The man and the woman represents your inner and your outer, your right brain and your left brain, and the chains are on the floor. They've literally released the chains that are sitting in deep in their nervous systems, which is why we, you know, two 2,000 years, and how come we're not doing better than we're doing? Now we know. Yeah. We have the science. We have the science and the faith. And these are highly researched six core patterns. I'll give you two before I get off. Fix your identity, where your value is tied just primarily to solving others' problems, leaving no space for your own rest or joy. I mean, I can't even. Inherited struggle loyalty, where part of you believes it's disloyal to thrive if your family suffered. And false humility programming, where visibility or abundance feels dangerous or unspiritual. And one of them, I'm about to end. The big one that I keep seeing in these classes is this fear of all of a sudden I haven't had money, and all of a sudden I'm going to have money, and am I going to be safe?
Yeah.
Last one. I have to put this. I'm not going to give you all of them. Over-merging with pain, where you absorb other suffering to prove love, mistaking compassion for self-sacrifice. Now, if you could be in pure Christ love without any of these patterns, that is the point. That's the point of the class, is to stand in freedom from that lack, in divine, in Christ abundance, love, clarity, and authority. So you can learn and unlearn what blocked your living Christ light. Those are distortions in the human energy field, and they need to get out now. We can't bring them forward. We have to stop it. We have to be in really our purest and strongest, and we're not getting fanatical here, but just really moving into higher forms of loving light without getting entangled and serving at our highest. So that's going to be starting next Tuesday and Wednesday, the 6th and the 7th. Mm-hmm. I'll be putting out a thing to the blog, and all you have to do, Mr. Bruce, thank you so much for this big space, is just tell them about MedBed and Quantum 100. And
yes.
That's all I have for tonight.
Got it.
You're welcome.
That's a wrap. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Fade to black.
All righty. Fade to black, yes. Fade to dark. Fade to black. All right. Thank you, Sue. Well, then, now, we've got a nice picture of that. And, yes, I will remind people about the MedBed 100 and the Quantum 100. So let's do this. I want to hear some more baseball from Bob, but
I know,
you might just take off on alpha lipoic acid or anything else that he might want to mention for RLS or peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain. That's up to Bob. He's the expert. I'm only telling you guys what I did for me. And I'm still taking the ALA, by the way. I just take it. And it works great. In fact, it works better than a prescription medication that I was taking, and then I stopped taking that and reintroduced ALA. So, Bob, I know you've got some testimonials because it's been 5 days since we heard any. And anything else that you'd like to bring us up to speed about, I'm all ears. And so is everybody on Big Call Universe.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Bruce. And, yeah, I'm glad you're taking the ALA. And that lots of people do take it for that purpose you're referring to, for, you know, the pain that's associated with, you know, diabetic peripheral neuropathy. And it's, you know, the pain is coming from nerve damage. So the ALA helps relieve the pain, and people want to learn more about the nerve damage and how to restore that. There's a podcast on our website about circulation, which goes into a lot of detail about what to do to, you know, begin to restore those nerves. And it's a catch-22, because as nerves get damaged, they not only cause pain, but they fail to help with your blood circulation and circulation of your lymph fluid. And so the blood then is not being circulated to the nerve cells, which need the oxygen and the nutrients that's in the blood. And so the nerve cells get worse, the damage gets worse. And then as the damage gets worse, the circulation gets worse. So you have this phenomena going on that needs attention. So, and it's all in that podcast on circulation, what to do. But the ALA is very helpful in reducing the pain while you work to actually solve the problem.
Right.
And, your body does make ALA, Bruce, as you were saying, and you can also get it in certain foods. There's lots of ALA in carrots and broccoli and potatoes as well. Potatoes are very healthy foods. And it works really well as an antioxidant also, not only to reduce inflammation in and of itself, but it also recharges other antioxidants the same way glutathione does. So ALA is very valuable. That's why it's in Boomer Boost. And some people need a lot more ALA. You know, you can take a dose anywhere from, you know, 200 milligrams or up to 10 times that, and it's still safe. Mm-hmm. And some people might need more of it than others. You might need more than what's in Boomer Boost, depending on your condition. So I do also have, you're right, Bruce, we got a bunch of testimonials that came in. And this one is from a man who sent in a picture of his arm. And here's what it says about Myotrol. I've been taking Myotrol for about 9 months and noticed a difference when we went without, and I'm so glad it's back. I strained my right thumb and was unable to lift weights, but maintained the firmness and strength in my arms. Amazing, and all because of Myotrol. And so, needless to say, he sent us in a picture of his arm in his, you know, sleeveless shirt, and it's like this bodybuilder sends us a picture.
Has he got
of
a bodybuilder's?
Bodybuilder's arm, you know, like me. And and then we got some other ones too. And this is a person talking about Myotrol who's going through treatment for cancer and mentioning how it's helping them to maintain their muscle while they're going through their therapy. And really, really good to hear that it's helping that person for that reason. That's one of the main reasons it was developed. And here's another person wrote in a testimonial about using Boomer products and says, I've used Boomer products for a few years, and I feel better than when I was 20 and I'm 63 years old. Also, My hands used to shake when working with small items, and now my hands are very steady. And, you know, Bruce, I remember talking with a doctor one time who is actually a fairly famous doctor. And we were saying to him, you know, when people take Boomer Boost, their blood work is going to really be as healthy as when they were 20. And he said, what are you kidding? He goes, I've never seen anybody's blood work that was 20 years old that looked as good as a person who's using Boomer Boost. He goes, when you're 20, he goes, you don't have all these great nutrients running around in your blood, nourishing your cells when you're 20 years old. He said, these older people have healthier blood than 20-year-olds.
That's fun. That is so fun.
Wow. Here's another one. This is another testimony about Myotrol. A woman that wrote in said, I like it a lot. My memory seems much better since I began taking it. And my muscles are still strong even when I miss days of exercising.
Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting to hear, twofold, because she's talking about how her memory seems much better. Not just it's a little better, but it's a lot better. And she's producing a lot more energy. And your brain needs a lot of energy in order to function properly. You have to produce a lot of ATP that feeds the electron transport chain in order for your brain to work, because your neurotransmitters, you know, are riding along literally on an electrical potential, you know, at the synapses. And it's very important to be able to produce energy, you know, to keep your brain working properly. And then she says, and this is something that people normally don't notice, if you miss many days of exercise and you go back to exercising, you usually are a little weaker and you got to start a little slower with a little less weight and you have to, you know, work back up. But when you're using Myotrol, that's not the case. You're going to retain your muscle strength. And the previous gentleman was saying the same thing. And this is another testimonial about using Boomer Boost and Barley. And this man says, I'm 74 and still running a full-time business. People tell me I look 10 years younger. The dynamic combo helps keep me going. Good stuff. And I think this is important, Bruce, because a lot of times as people get old, they lose their energy and their initiative and motivation to keep going with a job or a career, and then they don't quite have the right pension plan in place, and they're living only on their Social Security, and it can make it very difficult. But if you can stay healthy and work at something that you really like doing, don't just have a job, but get out and about and be with people and do something that you love, it can help in many, many ways. It helps keep your mind sharp, and it's going to help you live longer. And in addition, you know, it'll help your finances.
Yes.
Here's another testimonial. This is about Myotrol. And this person says, I sent some pictures earlier, and I've now added Myotrol to my Gladiator Barley and Boomer Boost and Collagen. I don't get tired like I used to. And last week, I was racing on cart paths, and I made it around the 18 laps with an 85 score. And I am 89 years on this earth. Thanks. Interesting testimony.
Now, wait a minute, Bob. Is he talking about 18 holes of golf, cart paths that go all the way around the golf course? Or what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, he's talking about it. And he was saying that it was in really high wind.
Oh.
And even with that, at 89 years old, he shot an 85.
Ah, terrific. Shot
yeah.
better than his age. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's really amazing, quite honestly.
That's amazing. Terrific. Good job.
Here's another one, Bruce. You know, this was because, you know, the sale we're running still right now is where people get their collagen and they get this free heirloom barley. And this guy wrote in and said, I'm really liking the barley. I took it a few years ago and it didn't agree with me. So I'm grateful that the offer was there to try it again. At 75, I'm liking the way it's feeling in my body.
Okay.
In that week, I've already seen my system is working more optimally, and I'm more motivated to do my workouts every day, and I feel like I'm getting stronger with more resiliency. I'm very grateful for that. It will be interesting to see how the weeks progress, and I take more of the barley along with my collagen and other Boomer supplements that I use, and how my body will continue to accelerate in its rejuvenation. Thank you so much for everyone at Boomers. You are amazing. I love this product. And that was the one he got for free.
Yeah, that's terrific. Yep. I'm glad he got it and is starting back on it now. That's great. And at 75,
yep.
he's still working out and doing, you
yep.
know, having his workouts and
yep.
feeling stronger. That's great.
Yeah, here's another one, came in 2 hours ago. The dynamic combos become my breakfast. My energy is great, and I don't eat until I get hungry, which could be 3 or 4 hours later. It's a
right.
it's a good meal supplement and a good investment in my health. And then here's the last one. This one is about Myotrol also. Using Myotrol along with Boomer Boost and Barley actually gives my body a lot of energy. I do not often get more than 4 or 5 hours of sleep because of things I need to do, and it literally shocked me how energized I feel with so little sleep on some days. I will not ever want to be without these products in my daily life ever again. Thanks, Boomers,
right.
and all the crew for... in everything you do for all of us, God bless.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So
that's
those
so
are,
good, so true.
Those were the testimonies that came in since last week, and we have and with this software, Bruce, we now have an even 3,500 reviews.
Wow, that's terrific. Wow.
Yep.
And a total number of 4.7 still, Bob?
It is 4.7 still right there.
Yep.
Yep.
Fantastic.
And just as a review, yes, we do still have the collagen with the free barley sale going on, and we also still have the 20% discount on our vitamin C, which goes well together with the barley and collagen, and we also are still doing the 10% off on the Clarity Factor to help people get started back on it again. And it is 21 minutes after 10, Bruce, and that's it for me.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bob. Appreciate that very much. It's really important to realize that to get to see some of these products and get on and read some of the reviews that Bob talked about, 3,500 reviews now, with an average of 4.7 total average, where you have a 0 to 5 points that you can rate products, we're doing fantastic. And I think that's wonderful. So what you want to do to get to the Boomers website is go to bigcalluniverse.com That's my site, bigcalluniverse.com. And when you get there, you'll see the banner at the top that says Boomers. Click on it. It's a direct link to Bob's site. You'll go into the Boomers website, and then you'll be able to go through the products, see the products that are on sale, and put an order together that way, and take your cart to checkout and check out. A lot of people are putting Myotrol and the dynamic combo of Boomer Boost and Barley on their subscription and save, subscribe and save, which is like an auto ship program. And it's a really good one because once you put it on there, it's going to come every month. Now, if you have a situation and you say, well, I'm going to be traveling, I'm not going to need it as much or whatever, then you can back off and change your ship date, or you could change your auto ship program altogether. Or maybe you say, well, I want to add something. I want to add vitamin C. I want to put vitamin C in there every month. You know, you can make all these changes because you'll get an email 3 days before your ship date on your auto ship, and you can call and make any changes or make them online and submit it, and everything's good. They're very good to work with. That's the thing I love about Boomers and about Stephanie, who's my rep that I go to. Maybe I don't get Stephanie on the first ring, but you know what? I'll leave a message saying, hey, Stephanie, this is Bruce from the Big Call. Please call me back. Let's put an order together. Boom. We've got it. She calls me back sometimes 5-10 minutes later, and I'm good to go. I'm good to go. And it's wonderful. So you guys can't have Stephanie. She's kind of special to me. No, she's really good, and she would be wonderful with anybody because, look, they like the Big Call, and they like helping us. And I love that fact that we have a personal connection to Boomers through Bob and Stephanie and Ann and Lucy and Jim and everybody else. I mean, they know us, and we know them, and it's really great. So the other thing to know is if you want, if you have a little special need, you've got a special situation, you can call the 800 number, which is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609, and that's good Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 Eastern Daylight Time. 9 to 5. All right. So listen, if you, for some reason, you're struggling, you don't know everything you want to know, and you want a little help, you can call them. And certainly, the days after the Big Call, like Wednesday and Friday, are busier days. And but you will get a call back, and very loving, prompt service. I love that about Boomers. And the products you can't get anywhere else. They're not, well, certainly you can't get the dynamic combo. Boomer Boost Barley. Nobody has Myotrol. That's ours. That's exclusive to Boomers. And, man, I'm telling you guys, if you're going to do a subscribe and save, get the dynamic combo of Boomer Boost and Barley, either Heirloom or Gladiator Barley. You pick it. And then make sure you put your Myotrol in there, because I think you're going to really enjoy that. And anything else that you like. I'm taking a lot of those. I'm taking quite a few, and I love it. They're really good. All right, so let's do this. Let's get into our intel for tonight. All right? Now, as you guys know, we were close to getting some information that said we would get something by the end of the month, or that's at least what President Trump wanted this to happen. Well, the end of the month is tomorrow, Wednesday the 30th. Now, we didn't get notified today, but the latest information that we're getting from 3 or 4 different sources is saying we should get notified tomorrow, and it looks like start exchanges on Thursday, the 1st of May. And anytime we come up and it's close to the end of the month, I always wonder, are they going to push it to the end of the month and then have us exchange starting on the 1st. That appears to be what is happening now. And the reason I say that is because we did get information from Redemption Center, let's call them leaders, that said that they're expecting an email 9:15 or so in the morning that will let them know if we are actually getting notified tomorrow. And it looks good for that. We never know until the emails come out, until our 800 numbers come out from Wells Fargo. But it looks good for that to be occurring and then for us to get started on Thursday, the 1st of May, with exchanges and redemption of Zim. Now, you guys, we always wonder, when are we going to see the Doge payment? When are we going to get R&R? You know, R&R, for those of us who are going to exchange, will it be at the Redemption Center. When we get there, they'll either, before we exchange or as we're exchanging, they'll bring that amount up to us. It should be something that's either already in our quantum accounts, or they'll see it and be able to put it in the quantum account. I think it's supposed to be in the quantum account, and then that account, of course, is our account. Oh, and by the way, I don't think I told you guys this. I don't think I told you. We already have our quantum cards with our names on them. So they have our quantum cards ready for us at the Redemption Center that seems to correspond with our zip code. Oh, they know our zip code. They have everything on us, especially if you're a Zim holder. Okay, we're not going to need too much to bring in because they know who we are. But that's an interesting thing. That quantum card, remember, is 3 times thicker than a normal credit card. It's got 3 computer chips in it. We think it's made of titanium. It's a really strong thing. And you want to not lose that thing. You want to keep it in a very safe place because the only reason you really use it is to move funds from your quantum account into your Wells Fargo account or another bank account. My understanding is you can have up to 3 bank accounts or 3 banks tied to the quantum card. Now, we'll get all the details and everything when we go in, but that was my understanding so far. But I thought that was interesting that they have our quantum accounts already in the location that they think we are, where we are going to do our exchange and redemption of Zim. So they've got that ready to go. I found that out, oh gosh, I think it was last Thursday. I didn't bring it up though. Sometimes I don't remember everything, but that's good news. The other thing is, you know, I mentioned earlier, President Trump said that we are about to enter the golden age, or we're at the start of the golden age. And I think that's symbolic of the gold-backed currency, which our USN is certainly asset-backed and primarily gold-backed. Yes, we have a lot of gold, plenty of it. And so that's good news. And we're about to move into Nasara. But let's talk for a minute before we get into that. Let's talk about the other things. People are concerned about their Doge payment. Where is my Doge payment? Well, we had heard that it might be there at the Redemption Center for us. And then we've heard, no, they want to put it as a direct deposit into the account if you're receiving Social Security, where you're getting it. If you have a bank account, they know about it. They know about your bank account by your Social Security number. And you'll get your Doge payment there. Those of us who are on Social Security, they'll use our Social Security bank account. Now, it's different from Social Security, but it's going into the same account where you have your Social deposited. Okay? So that shouldn't change. Now, here we are, one day away from the last day of April. We're not looking for anything to happen other than 800 numbers to happen tomorrow on the 30th of April. But we are looking to get an increase in Social. Didn't happen this month, like we were told, sorry. But we should get it in May. We should get Doge in May. And we should get R&R at the Redemption Center in May. And we should get this RV, hopefully the numbers tomorrow, and setting up appointments to begin exchanges on the 1st of May. So May's going to bring a lot more than pretty May flowers. It's going to bring a lot more than that for us. Let's see if there's anything else that's timely and important on this. There's one other thing I'm thinking about that I heard tonight was you're not going to use your birth certificate as a form of ID at the exchange location, at the Redemption Center. It's no longer considered legal, so they don't want you to bring in a birth certificate. What you want to use is a passport, if you have it. Hopefully it's valid. And even if it's not, bring your expired passport. Now, some of you guys haven't renewed that yet. You know who you are. Bring it anyway. And bring your driver's license or student ID or government-issued ID or whatever you've got with a picture on it, a picture ID. And I'm going to bring like a utility bill, like a gas bill or an electric bill or a cell phone bill, something like that, that has the address, the home address on it. I don't know that there's that much else that we're looking for. You know what I mean? That we, you know, is there any, I keep asking, is there anything else that needs to be done? Is there anything else that, you know, that is holding this up? Now, we did have a situation in Europe where we had blackouts in some European countries, and we were told yesterday on Newsmax, which I recommend Newsmax for your news coverage, Newsmax said you had Spain and Portugal that had major blackouts, and I don't know how long that went on yesterday, and I heard it was a total of 9 countries in Europe. Now, I couldn't confirm additional countries. We've heard that there were problems even with Wells Fargo in connectivity and trying to do transactions, wire transfers, something like that, yesterday and this morning. I think they've got those problems resolved. There was an issue with HSBC and Citibank, but I don't know if that was a nationwide thing here or just specific branches in other parts of the world, because Citibank is in other countries. It's not just here in the U.S. And, of course, HSBC is all over the world with their branches, and they have more, and they're adding more and more retail locations, let's call it, here in the United States. So we're going to have more HSBC banks too. But I think, I don't know this, but I believe the reason for the blackouts might have had to do with interconnectivity of maybe it was the quantum system, maybe it was the Starlink, but it also could have been connectivity having to do with the switchover to so-called free energy that is supposed to start in the first 12 days of May. Now, free energy does not mean zero electric bill. Free energy means that the suppliers that we have now supplying electricity to our power stations, power cuts, and our distribution points would be free to them we would have an electric bill, theoretically, 25% or so of what we pay now. So in other words, we would pay to have the service, to pay for maintenance of the lines, because it's still going to go, at least for right now, the distribution is going to be through the electrical grid that we have now, through the grid. And so instead of the full cost of fuel and everything that we see on our electric bill, it's going to be more like 25%. Maybe less, but 25% probably is what I'm hearing as a say of what it is. If you have a $100 electric bill, your electric bill could be 25. You know? So let's see what happens with that. Bank screens, let's see. Let's talk about redemption center screens. Redemption center screens, we've got, 18. We have 17 currencies, maybe 18, that were all slightly fluctuating but going up mostly in value. And those will solidify. And there was a crawler yesterday morning across the bottom of the redemption center screens that said pending, meaning the rate's pending, pending 48, meaning 48 hours. So that was yesterday, Monday. So Wednesday, those rates should be solid. And I think they need to be solid for the exchanges to begin. Now, does that mean we start tomorrow? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. It could be that we start on the 1st, though, which is Thursday. So I just think that's interesting that the rates are scrolling across the bottom. The message was scrolling, rather, because the rates were fluctuating, but you could see the rates. You could see the amounts. You could see the rates, the currencies, and so on. But the little crawler across the bottom of the screen said pending 48. So I think that's a good sign. And the rollout that we're looking for, yes, we think the bondholders will be messaged with an email that says that they will have access to funds, we think sometime tomorrow, possibly around 1 or 11:30 to noon in that time frame. When they get access to their funds in their accounts, and the money's already in the accounts for the bondholders, they've been emailed that. This next one will tell them when they can access those funds. When they access those funds, at that time, we're supposed to be sent our notifications of the 800 number so that we can book our appointments. And the whole thing, bondholders to us, everything should be a rollout of 36 to 48 hours total. So it's kind of a shotgun start, and it's a little bit skewed. It might not be exactly at the same time. But if the bondholders have access to funds, when we get to set our appointments and go, we're close. We're close. We're maybe 24 hours. They may be 24 hours ahead of us. Now, we'll see. We'll find out when they get access to their accounts. And then we should be able to set our appointments. And who knows? Maybe we start tomorrow, but I don't know. My gut says that it looks more like we would have a Thursday start for our exchanges on the first day of the month of May. So that's what I wanted to bring. Remember this, though. This is a great time. You heard Sue's testimonials. You heard what people are saying about the MedBed 100. The lady that said, I'm on Social Security, and $100 is a lot of money to her right now. But she said, you know what? That $100 was worth every penny to get that MedBed 100. And I thought, you know, I hear what she was saying. I mean, it's just like she got so much out of that video. It's an audio. She got so much out of that course that two-night course, about 3 hours, hour and a half each night. She got so much out of it, she says it was worth every penny. And I just thought, wow, that says a lot. So, I know things could be tight. I understand. A lot of people are struggling financially. Things are going to open up for us, it looks like, starting on May 1st. And that's what we hope, and that's what we're praying and believing for. But in the meantime, if you can get in touch with Sue, she said she would fulfill requests for both the MedBed 100 and the Quantum 100 as long as she gets your email and gets able to send you back payment instructions that you return, you know, before the numbers come out. After the numbers come out, we're all going to have a lot of different things to do. But take this time to send Sue an email for both, if you want both. The MedBed 100 is $100, obviously, and the Quantum Leader Future Founder, I shortened to Quantum 100 to make it simpler, that's also 100. So 100 and 100, 200 if you want both. And just let her know that in the subject line of your email. And that email address is integratedminds@hushmail.com. integrated minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. Send it off to Sue and she'll send you a response. Now watch your emails closely. Watch your email for her response to you and then for payment instructions that come to you. You send that back, and then once she receives payment, she'll send you out the links by email so you can click on and listen to those two courses. All right? Now, Sue has also postponed the class, her next class, or excuse me, next course that's coming out, Sovereign in the Room. And it's been rescheduled to next Tuesday and Wednesday, the 6th and 7th of May. So we'll see if that class comes out. But if you're interested in it, just send in that email, send her an email that says, next class, I'm in. Sovereign in the Room. Just say, next class, I'm in. Okay? Just to let her know that you're interested in it and that you're in for it. So, guys, I think that's really everything that we got today that I can tell you. I know President Trump did a rally in Michigan today, and I did not hear it, but I was getting the news coverage on Newsmax about it. They had a few clips. They had a few things that they brought out, and I think the main thing we need is to get that big, beautiful bill through Congress. And I'll tell you one thing I did get today, and I'll close with this and then pray us out. Big thing is, guys, that Congress has been dragging their feet. They've passed 5 of 6 approved bills into law. We, you know, in the first 100 days that today represents Trump's first 100 days, guys, he has done more in the first 100 days than anyone before him has done in their entire term. For us, good things for us. How about reduced or no taxes under Nasara? How about the DOGE payments that are coming? How about increases in Social Security that are coming? How about the RV itself that was never going to happen under Bush, under Obama, and under Biden? No way, Jose, that was going to happen. He secured both our northern and southern borders. Listen, there's a lot that he's done, and I don't understand, really, the mentality of the left that can't get behind what he's doing for our country. It's amazing, and it's terrific, and I'm very much in favor of everything that he's doing. Now, what I want everyone to be aware of is when the midterm elections come around in a little over 36 months, we've got to get the Republican candidates in the Senate and in the House in. Because if we are going to let this has to go on, let his agenda go through. He's got a little over 1,300 days to go in this term. And there's a possibility under the restored republic he could run another term. It's possible. And I hope he does. So look, I would like Big Call Universe to get behind this president and realize the good that he has done and is continuing to do for this country. And I think we should make sure as much as we can that we elect Republican congressmen in the House and the Senate so that things can move more smoothly through. I mean, there's so much other stuff I know that I really can't put out, but that's pertinent to us in terms of the judicial system, judges, all that that's going on for our benefit. So I just want to say, guys, I've not been super political, as you know, over the last 14 years. But you guys know I'm a supporter of President Trump. I believe everything he's done has been good for us in the first term. And look, he's going to knock down regulations, knock down our taxes, and possibly bring in NASARA, hopefully, in the next month or so. Oh, there'll be a lot of good stuff in that. A lot of good things. And you guys know about debt jubilee. There's so many things. You know about it. But let's do this. Let's pray the call out, but let's have a wonderful time looking at emails. Get an email out to Sue. Take advantage of the sale Bob's got going on. And do that. And then we'll see what happens tomorrow if we get our numbers, which I expect. We set our appointments and we're off and running. And that way Thursday's call hopefully will be our celebration call. All right? So watch your emails and keep watching them. Let's pray out the call. Lord God, we thank you so much that you've taken us this far. We're just about to cross the river and go to the other side, the Red Sea. We're just about to get there. And we're almost ready to cross. And there might need to be a couple more things before that Red Sea is parted for us. And we can step over it and go through it and go to the Promised Land. But that's what we're intending to do. That's what we're going to do. We are going to get to the other side. Just like Jesus said in the boat with his disciples on the Sea of Galilee, we are going to the other side. Yeah, they had a storm come up in the midst of it. Jesus was sleeping in the back of the boat. It woke him up, said, "Don't you care? Don't you care that we're..." And of course, Jesus woke up, spoke to the sea and the winds. Calm the sea, calm the winds. And the disciple says, "What manner of man is he that he can speak to the winds and the seas and calm them?" Well, that's what we're doing. We're going to speak to any winds or seas that have come up as we're crossing over into our promised land. And Lord God, thank you for everything that you've done to bring us to this point. Now continue to part the waters that we can cross into that promised land with 800 numbers tomorrow in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody. God bless you. And we'll ask you to keep an eye on those emails.